My name is Darlene King, and I'm 13 years old.
And I'm Brittany Humphreys, and I'm 13 years old.
We interviewed Gus Kolaris on October 24th, 2008.
Growing up on the north side was a great place. It's a lot different today. We had trolleys. We had 7 theaters on the north side, which you could go to the theater. We had 3 or 4 bowling alleys. We also had a lot of taverns, which gave us a bad name on the north side. They called this the North Side Barbary Coast at one time. Federal Street had probably about 35 bars and restaurants from the 6th Street Bridge up to North Avenue, and that's where we got our bad image here. The neighborhood, it's changed a little bit. A lot of people moved away on us because they wanted to get out to the suburbs, where it's easier to shop, and they claimed there were better schools out there and that, but I don't think you can compare our schools in the city here. We have a great school system in the city of Pittsburgh, and we have some of the nicest and clean buildings of any school district in the tri-state area. I was born in 1932 on Taylor Avenue. There's a funeral home there now. It's called Odell Robinson's Funeral Home, and I was born in a front room on the 2nd floor. I went to Mary J. Colley School, which has been raised. It's not there anymore. And then I went to Latimer Junior High School. Then I went to Allegheny High School and graduated in 1950. I never attended college, just the College of Hard Knocks, which is on the street of Northside. My family history? My dad came from Europe. He came from Greece here around 1918. And he was a chef in a restaurant, and then he owned his own business down Market Square. He had a little hot dog joint. Then he bought the stand off of Mr. Tassis in 1934. The stand was already there about 17, 18 years, and my dad bought it in 1934, passed away in 1951, and I took it over in 51 to the present day, which I've been here 57 years. And my mother was born in Westmoreland County in an area called Bushy Run, which is a historical landmark. That's where the French and Indian War took place. Well, I'm about 8 years old. I start fetching ice for my dad from the ice house, which was on Brighton Road. It's not there anymore. And my dad taught me how to do it. And then my mother also knew how to do it. And after my dad died, my mother made all the flavors. That was her job. And then I knew how to do it for my dad. So then when she passed away, I just kept making them myself. And I would say it's the best ice ball flavor in the world. He really didn't pick the location. This other person that had it was named Mr. Tassis. And he wanted to go back to Europe. He really didn't like America for some reason. He missed his childhood area in Greece. So he sold it to my dad for $175. And that was in 1934. And the location was there. Not as many as people would think I do. When I was a kid, I would eat quite a few. My dad would sort of reprimand me all the time. So when I had my little bit of change that I had in my pocket, I would go to an area out of Ohio Street that sold them, and I would go out there and buy more because my dad would only limit me to 2 or 3 a day. I was overdoing it. A typical date at that time, you met your girl and you took her to town by trolley. You went to the theater, which was a movie house at that time. We called it theaters then. And then you would stop at White Tower, which was a hamburger place. We had no McDonald's. And you would have a hamburger and a Coke. And that was about it. Then you'd go back home and drop the girl off at her house. And that was about it on a date back in those days. I would say going to the theater on Saturday, that was our biggest treat because they had what they called serials at that time, which it continued every week. You thought the good guy got killed or got beat up or something, but he always survived, and next week you'd go to see if he survived, and that was a big thrill for us at that time. We did a lot of that, and in the community house, I was there almost every day in the winter after school. After going to Greek school in the evening, I would go to the community house, and that's where I spent my childhood. The schools? There was a lot of discipline, not like today. I mean, at that time, if you did something wrong, you had to go down to the vice principal. Then he called your parents, and then you had to deal with him and your parents. I mean, everybody was scared of a teacher. Today, the teachers, I think, are scared of the kids. So it's gotten a little too far the wrong way. And at that time, there was a lot of discipline, and you got it at home, too. You got home. There was a lot of family life at that time. Everybody went to church on Sunday. And when you came home, you would all eat together, which you don't find too much today. I don't think there's much family life, and that's what's causing a lot of these problems. The way I met my wife, we had gone to the Greek Orthodox Church, and her mother and my dad came from the same place in Europe, and we were always family friends, and we went to a thing called Greek school, which was every day after 4 o'clock when we left the regular American school, English school, we would go to Greek school, and we learned the Greek language, we learned how to write, how to read, and we had to be older boys, and my wife was there, she was a choir girl, and we just got to be friends during in social activities like Greek dancing and stuff like that, so we ended up dating in the 50s, and then we got married. Well, the most exciting thing I ever saw on the North Side was John F. Kennedy pass through the North Side 2 months before he was assassinated. He came down Ridge Avenue by the Allegheny Community College in a motorcade, and he was here campaigning for a guy named Dilworth, who was running for governor at that time. And I have 8mm film that I took, and I gave it to Rick Seaback, and it's on the North Side Story. If you ever watch the North Side Story, they give me the, what do you call that? I took that picture, and I still have the film.